Welcome to another edition of Sounds of the Game featuring the Scott City Beavers here on WesternKansasNews.com. I'm Adam Kadavy. On Friday night, Scott City would make their third road trip of the year as they would head to Russell to face the Broncos, and Scott City would pick up a 20-0 victory. It's their first road win of the year, and more importantly, Scott City is now 2-0 in district play, and they get above 500 at 3-2. On the season, and let's go ahead and get started here. Scott City would be on defense to begin the ball game. Russell will get the ball. They return it to their own 28-yard line. They would get about 9 yards on first down and then would be stalled there on second and third down. And a team that's 0-4, they would try to go for it right off the bat there with a quarterback sneak early in the ball game.
Russell showing they're going to go for it here on fourth down. Their punter is Brayden Gibson as well, so keep that in mind.
Seriously?
Yep, with 10:44 in this first, they're going to show it, maybe try to get. Now they're going to tighten up to a flex or two wing setup, kind of like the Scott City quarterback sneak, and he's going to be close to the first down right at the 37.5-yard line. So a gutsy call that time. And it's going to be, depending on the spot, it's going to be close.
It was a good early stand there for the Scott City defense as they had the ball on the plus side of the 50 for their first series of the game with 10:41 to go first quarter and no score. Scott City would move it down the field there. They'd convert a third down along the way on the drive. And then on the eighth play of the drive, Scott City would convert a fourth down, and they would get on the board first.
Near the midway point of this first quarter, no score. It's going to be up fourth and a yard for Scott City at the 3 as they break the huddle here with 6:10 to go first quarter. King goes under center in this wing T setup. Russell shuffles their formation. It'll be a toss left side to Carson Froh, trying to get to the outside. He's got the room. He's going to waltz in. Touchdown, Scott City. Carson Froh, his second rushing touchdown of the year, puts the Beavers on the board 6-0 with 5:55 to go in the first quarter.
Carson Froh finds the end zone from 3 yards out. Scott City leads it by the count of 6-0 after a missed extra point with 5:55 to go first quarter. It was a 4-minute, 46-second drive that took 8 plays and 37 yards to get the touchdown. Russell will get the ball, and they would start their second possession of the quarter at their own 27-yard line. On third down, they would actually get it into Scott City territory on a big run.
4:40 here in the opening quarter, 6-0 Scott City. It's B. Whitmer in motion. They'll run it to him right side, and he is going to get the first down, 40, 45, as he breaks through another tackle midfield, 45, and Isaac Triangle tackles him all the way across the 40 to the 37-yard line in Scott City territory. That is a gain of 27 yards and a Bronco first down.
On the next series of downs, though, Russell would have it into Scott City territory inside their 30-yard line or inside their 35-yard line, but some fortunes would go wrong for the Broncos on third down.
Third down and 5 here for the Broncos. They're 1-2 on third downs. A high snap that goes all the way back to the 44-yard line, picked up by Maresco, and he is going to be brought down finally at the 44. That's going to be a loss of 12 on the play and about 4 white shirts there to make the tackle, led by Gabe Bowers and Jeffrey Nix. So a big loss.
Scott City would get the stop at the Beaver 44-yard line late in the first quarter. They would get the ball with 2:02 to go in the first quarter, leading it 6-0. They would have it at their own 8-yard line. They were pinned back in their own territory. They would get one first down to close out the first quarter, and they would lead it 6-0. We'll resume with that drive in the second quarter in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.